back here on 96.5 The Fan. It's your home for Kansas City sports. Mitch Holtis will join us later on in the show. Joining us yesterday, though, was Nate Taylor. Thought he said a couple interesting things, Bab. Because if you missed yesterday, Juju pops up on the injury report. I don't know if that's just like veteran rest. I don't know if that is whatever it may be, but Juju Smith-Schuster was...
Yeah, they're saying a little bit of a hamstring thing.
Not a fan of that.
I don't like it. Not going to say it. I'm excited about that, but you know what? It's weird when I see injuries for the Chiefs that I just go, eh, all right, whatever. Yeah.
Maybe, you know, my mind immediately went to like, maybe this is just like veterans rest. This is one of those things. Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah.
And we talked yesterday about how like this is a car that has got the oil, you know, change oil sign on. Check engine lights on. We're low on windshield wiper fluid. We're like one more step away from where like we're gonna have to like shut it down, go take it to a mechanic and fix it. Nate Taylor yesterday on this show, if you missed it, check out the podcast page. Nate Taylor had this to say about what they will do.
Now you have a baseline of what to expect from, hey, if we make a trade, is it going to be a third round pick? Is it going to be a fourth round pick? Obviously you're not going to go towards a second or a first rounder. So the Chiefs can come back after this game against the 49ers and say, okay, we have another sort of sample size to assess our own receiving group. What receiver can help us sort of complement Travis Kelce and Juju Smith-Schuster? Is that a Deontay Johnson? Is that a Darius Slater? Those are some of the players that you could think about. If I have to say right now, I do think the Chiefs will make a trade for a receiver.
You mentioned yesterday on the X Sphere, obviously.
The X-Sphere, right?
Yeah. You contact your source and you go for the Raiders. Yeah, right. Thanks for calling. Have a good day.
Yeah, so the Chiefs did contact the Raiders about Devontae Adams, right? And the response I was told that they were given was Mr. Davis is not interested in trading Devontae Adams to a division opponent. And so that's fine. And I totally get that. But it just goes to show you the Chiefs are making the phone calls to see what they can do at that wide receiver position. But it also goes back to what we've talked about a lot. Like, everybody wants to have the Chiefs make a move, right? Got to make a move. But the other teams are saying, we're not interested in trading with you. So I'm sure there were some folks that are, you know, ticked off that Devontae Adams didn't come here to Kansas City. Well, when Mr. Davis is not interested in trading Devontae Adams to a division rival, there's just nothing you can do about that. Like, you know, we joked with Q earlier in the year about going and kidnapping players from other teams, and he kind of played along with the bit and whatever. But I don't know that Brett's going to fly out to Vegas anytime soon and kidnap players. I don't think you can just do that in the NFL. That's more of a baseball thing. Mm. Right. So I just don't think there was any way to get Devontae Adams. I know there was no way that they were going to go out there and get Devontae Adams. But the bigger picture is they understand they need some reinforcements, if you will, at wide receiver. I'm not saying they need somebody to save the team or anything like that, because they don't. But they do need reinforcements at that position. And, you know, as we kind of talked about with Nate Taylor a little bit yesterday, when more teams start to lose, and this could be another big week of weeding out some of these losers that are willing to wave the white flag, opens it up a little bit more. So I guess if you want DeAndre Hopkins, you're rooting against Tennessee. If you want Darius Slayton, you're rooting against the Giants. Like, you're rooting for these teams that have some of these quote-unquote coveted wide receivers to lose, because the quicker they lose and realize they suck and wave the white flag, the better it is for us and the more options that we're going to have out there to go out and acquire somebody. So they're working the phone lines. They're trying to get something done, but it's all a matter of, will you trade with me, and what's the incentive if you're the Raiders to trade with the Chiefs? There is none.
The receiver that might be on the radar, according to Nate Taylor, The Athletic, had this to say.
That's where it gets fascinating, because I know Tutu Atwell could be available, right? I know some people are saying, well, how about Demarcus Robinson? You know, Marquez Valdez-Scantling just entered the bar, and he wasn't even, like, available, you know, but he's available now. You know, you don't have to trade for him, of course. I think if I had to make a pick right now, it's probably Darius Slayton.
So Nate Taylor, Darius Slayton says, makes the most sense. Unrestricted free agent next year. Contracts obviously make sense. Deontay Johnson is another name that you heard him say earlier in the conversation. So to me, realistically, when you take what you said about what teams will say to the Chiefs and what Chiefs, you know, front office will probably look forward to, the three names that probably make the most amount of sense are Darius Slayton.
Why? Who does he play for?
Giants.
No competition with the Chiefs whatsoever.
out and about, and his contract makes sense because
it's over after this season. Right. You don't have to worry about investing long term. Right?
DeAndre Hopkins makes sense.
Who he play for?
Tennessee Titans.
They suck.
They're not worried about it. They would essentially be like, hey, we gave you a third for L'Jarius Sneed. Why don't you just give us that third back and we'll give you this wide receiver?
Could you see that move happening? Just giving the pick.
Why not?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Brett Veach be like, see, I had to draw a four card the whole time.
That's right. Yeah.
Uno, Señorita.
So essentially, we traded L'Jarius Sneed for DeAndre Hopkins potentially, right? I mean, whatever. And you know,
The other part about it, too, is that there is a little bit of concern with DeAndre Hopkins because they've said that he's got like an MCL strain,
right.
The knee's a little so like to me he's one of those guys that like you better know because
you don't want to bring him in and have an injury.
Well, and you can't afford that,
right?
Like, I know football is football and injuries happen, but like you can't afford to bring in a guy who's already kind of a little bit weathered and damaged.
Well, there's one thing about your own guy getting injured. It's one thing to trade for a guy and have an injured guy already, who you're bringing in already injured. You just don't do that, in my opinion. Like, to me, DeAndre Hopkins, way down the line, right, because of that injury thing. I'm looking at guys that are healthy right now.
Right. And then the other name that makes sense, because we saw the report, or maybe not everybody, but I saw reports yesterday that Deontay Johnson's name is starting to heat up on the phone lines and all amongst AFC teams.
Mm-hmm.
That lets me know that I feel comfortable enough to say this. I think Brett Veach has probably reached out to Carolina.
I would imagine, yes.
Same sort of story. Season's over.
Right.
They're going to get housed this weekend by Washington. And it's at the point now where you're like, you know, almost to the halfway point of the season, you're, you know, getting close to all that sort of like, here's where we sell. We're, you know, what, like less than 20 days away from the trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a guy that would make sense contract wise, talent wise. He's another one of those guys too, that like, it's kind of like a Hollywood Brown thing. It's like, well, yeah, I can go to Kansas City. I can really like elevate what I am at my position because of who they have at quarterback, what they kind of play calls or what kind of play calls they use. And Slayton, Deontay Johnson, and then small gap, DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is I know those other guys are not like, you know, off the page, Amari Cooper, Davante Adams, but those guys become Amari Cooper and Davante Adams with Patrick Mahomes in this offense.
Well, and that's the thing. You don't need to go out and get Davante Adams or Amari Cooper for this offense
right now.
And
we were never going to get Adams because he was going to go to Rodgers and just have his nose up his ass.
Exactly.
We knew that was coming.
But the good news is like the Chiefs are calling like and they recognize that there is an issue here. Like I think sometimes we think they just sit back and they're not doing anything. Why aren't they doing trades? Why aren't they making trades? Well, teams don't want to trade with Kansas City at most points of the time. But you just need to go out and get a body at this point. I don't think it's necessarily a big name and you need to break the bank, because when you come to Kansas City, you just become a better football player because you're surrounded by Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and winners and guys that, you know, understand how to take their game to the next level. You don't have to come in here and be somebody you're not. There's a lot of guys in the NFL that are really just good role players and probably better positioned to be a role player than they are to be the lead dog. I mean, like Deontay Johnson, maybe he comes in here and thrives because he doesn't have to be the number one guy for a quarterback that sucks, right? In Carolina, he can just come to Kansas City and play free and play with a clear head and not have to worry about, you know, all the pressure that's on him to be the only offensive weapon. Or Darius Slayton coming into Kansas City. How would that be going from Daniel Jones to Patrick Mahomes, right? Like you're laughing before the punchline. but think about that. Like, you know, he's there in New York. He's got Daniel Jones, who couldn't find an open receiver if it bit him in the ass. And now all of a sudden you're coming to Kansas City and you're getting one-on-one coverage and, you know, Patrick Mahomes throwing you the football and Andy Reid scheming to get you open and all that kind of stuff. Like, you have that opportunity now in front of you, and guys embrace that sort of opportunity where they don't have to be an alleged superstar when they're not ready to be or capable of being a superstar. They can just come in here and be a guy. And that's all that the Chiefs need right now, is somebody that's healthy, somebody that's fresh, somebody that knows what they're doing, that can come in here and just be a guy and be a piece to this thing. Not like what the Jets went out and got with Davante Adams, because as much pressure as there is on Aaron Judge this week, right, and this month, what do you think the pressure now is in New York on Davante Adams? That guy's going to be expected to go for 150 and two touchdowns every week when they got a noodle arm playing quarterback.
I mean, he leads the league in targets, that's for sure.
So we're Eagles fans massively this weekend, because if the Giants win, they move up to 3-4, which would be tied with the Eagles in the standings at 3-4. Obviously, the Cowboys suck. They may lose. I don't know who they play this weekend,
and
but
they
they're
off this week, right?
Okay, yeah. So they're on a bye.
They would have a tiebreak over Philadelphia, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
At that point, then the Giants may think, okay, we can maybe sneak in wild card. We need Darius Slayton.
Yeah.
So need a Giants L this weekend.
You need a Giants L if you want Darius Slayton in Kansas City. And the sooner that happens, the better for everybody. Because as you mentioned, there's only 18 days now to the trade deadline, right? I mean, so it's coming very fast. And you're going to have to make these decisions. But in the next 2 weeks, you're going to start to see some of these teams fall off a little bit. And look, we may be talking about somebody next week that we're not talking about today, too, right? There may be another team that all of a sudden loses a game. They feel they're out of it. They make their players available and whatnot. Like, you don't need to rush today and buy all your goods, right? We've got a snowstorm coming. You don't need to rush out to the store and buy all the bread and eggs and make your French toast. You can wait a little bit. We can wait a little bit because the Chiefs have a tough one this weekend, right? They're playing San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Then they have the Raiders after that. Then they have Tampa after that. And, you know, the schedule eases up a little bit. So it's not like you have to run out there and make an immediate move to, quote unquote, save your season. You can also play this thing out a little bit as well. You do have that luxury being 5-0, mm-hmm. playing an NFC team this week. But that luxury of being 5-0, it's not panic mode here in Kansas City. And you don't have to overspend to get somebody that may not be that perfect fit for you.
Am I missing like something, or is there like a thing going around the NFL? Because somebody texted in, FYI, for all the Slayton lovers, he leads the NFL in drops. Because when Amari Cooper's name was getting talked about, everyone said Amari Cooper led the league in drops.
Yeah. They're both tied. Yep. They're both tied for the league lead.
But what's their, like, catch percentage? So I think this stat is skewed, by the way. Because I think, like, what, and I know that this can be an elongated stat, but, like, some people would say, like, a drop's a drop. He didn't catch it. But, like, Daniel Jones and Deshaun Watson are throwing you footballs. What is the percentage of like catch percentage rate that they have? Are they dropping balls that are like behind their head and like they're essentially getting credited for a drop?
Yeah. Like if it touches your hands, does that count as a drop?
Yeah, I'd like to know the stat of like, but out of those 15 drops, 8 of those balls were thrown at a 10% catch rate. They just, you know, had the chance to catch it and drop it.
Yeah, but anybody can look at a stat sheet and make a decision on anything.
But
and
I understand because drops killed this team last year. It was the topic of conversation last year.
You're absolutely right about that. But sometimes guys drop passes because they just don't give a rip. You know, and you're going over the middle. You're playing for the Giants. And you see a safety coming over the top. You're like, nah, I'm not catching this thing. I'm going to drop this thing. Or you're Amari Cooper. You're playing in Cleveland. You're 1-5.
Yeah.
What's your incentive to go out there and risk your body and really go full bore? Devontae Adams, another prime example. All of a sudden, his hamstring feels better, right? Like, when you're in a bad situation and teams aren't winning and you're a good football player on that team, sometimes you just look around the room and you go, I ain't risking my life for this, bro. Like, you pull that Blake Snell card, right? I ain't going out here and risking my life. And you see that happen all the time. That's why they talk about change of scenery. And a guy switches teams and all of a sudden does well. And you're like, man, why didn't he do that for us? Because he didn't want to be there. You know, like, nobody wants to be in Cleveland. Nobody wants to be playing for the Browns. Nobody wants to be playing for the Giants at this point in time.
You remember when Carlos Beltran went to the Houston Astros in the playoffs?
Oh, my God.
Boy, that was something special.
But Carlos was really good here. He just never had the opportunity to show it on, you know, that type of stage. I never looked at Carlos Beltran as a guy who dogged it. I think in the NFL, though, you do see that a lot. You do see guys that just don't want to be part of it. Like, do you want to play for Carolina?
I'd like to live in Carolina.
Maybe, but do you want to play for some of these teams that are not good? Do you want to play for the Raiders? Do you want to play for Carolina? Dallas is starting to trend in that direction. Like, you're on a very bad team, and you're thinking about self-preservation. They talk about business decisions all the time, and catching a pass over the middle and getting your clock clean ain't a good business decision on a 1-5 football team.
What's your percentage that they don't make a move?
Oh, I think it's small.
Like 10%?
Yeah, I was going to say like 1%.
So you're like,
rephrase the question, because will they make a move? Do they want to make a move? I think it's two different conversations. Yes, 100% they want to make a move. They called for Devontae Adams, right? We know that.
Fair.
So they want to make a move, but that's only 50% of the equation. Because if I want that jacket you're wearing right now, right? But you don't want to give me that jacket. What am I supposed to do? Go over there and beat you up and take, like, you just can't do that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
right?
But there's a chair with 6 other jackets that are free. Lost and found, man. You can go grab him. Like, we can go get a jacket. The Chiefs can go get a jacket.
You can go get
There's
a
no
wide
excuse
receiver.
To not get a jacket. Yeah. Free agency.
Yeah. A lot of jackets.
MVS.
Yeah.
Yeah. MVS is a bad jacket. It's tatted. It's ratted. But you know that jacket.
But
you've
worn
it.
Let me tell you about that jacket right now.
Okay,
that's
please.
Got a hole in the pocket.
I don't want a jacket.
Yeah, right. You want a coat. You'd rather have a coat.
Yes,
I get it.
Like a coat.
But like that jacket is MVS. You know that jacket. You love that jacket. But it's got a hole in the pocket. Anytime you put your money in there or whatever it is, it falls out the bottom of the pocket and you're losing stuff.
Dropping my keys.
So, like, I understand MVS is familiar, and Andy talked about getting a guy that's kind of familiar with what's going on. But MVS was part of the equation that broke Patrick Mahomes last year in that Buffalo game. It was all adding up with all of those guys dropping the passes, and then Kadarius Toney did his thing, and that led Patrick Mahomes to explode. Now, MVS was good in the postseason again, as he seemingly always is. But Patrick Mahomes reached his breaking point with MVS and the other wide receivers last year.
Mm.
I don't know, me personally, and the Chiefs could be thinking differently on that. Is that a guy that you want to bring back who had a case of the drops last year and kind of put you in bad situations? I don't know the answer to that question.
I do, but, know.
But see, and that's where I'm leaning,
like, no.
Right?
No,
that's,
I agree.
That's where I'm leaning, but... Yep. You've seen stranger things happen. Kareem Hunt is back part of this team, right? Nobody ever thought that would be something
yeah,
that
but
would
he was
be possible.
Gone because of off the field.
Correct.
It wasn't like, yeah, we're getting rid of this guy because he sucks.
Right, but nobody thought he would be back. And so you never closed the door, you know? But I just think the door for that MVS move is very, very small. Very, very
oh, I
small.
Agree.
Like 1% open, like... We're going to talk to other people, and if we don't find anybody that you know we can work with, maybe we'll call you back type of thing.
Yeah, I think if you're left out in the cold shivering and Dusty left you and he's at warm and home in his fireplace, like you're picking up that jacket. Like I think that's what the Chiefs are doing.
Yeah, and I think like he's kind of a last-ditch effort.
I agree.
They got 18 days to the trade deadline. They're calling. They're exploring. They're figuring things out. If nothing materializes, all right, fine, MVS, come on in. Patrick, what do you think? Can you handle it? Yeah, I just won't throw him the ball all that much, whatever the case may be. But like I think he's your last-ditch effort. I do think the Chiefs are very active on the phone lines. Mm-hmm. I do think they want to get a wide receiver in here. Who that ends up being, we don't know. But they're in a great spot. It's not like they're 3-3 and they need to get into the playoffs to save jobs and then they do stupid trades that hurt the organization long term. They're back-to-back Super Bowl champions. They got house money that they're playing with. Oh, and they're 5-0, by the way, this year.
So they're going shopping at Burlington Coat Factory. Living Spaces.
I do like that jingle. That's a good one.
It's quick.
It is. It works.
Great punch.
Yeah.
I mean, they hit you with a sale.
Yeah.
Come on out to Living Spaces and check out our new place. And then it's like a
Living Spaces.
I'm Isaiah Pacheco.
That's right.
Get you some sponsors, boy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mac, you think they're, what's your percentage they don't make a move? Like, same with Bob, like less than 10?
Yeah, I was, like zero. Because, like I think Bob's correct. Like he's saying, you know, it's not just about the Chiefs, it's about getting a team to agree with them. But I think even if a team doesn't agree with him, like I said, they're going to go grab a free agent, whether that's MVS, I don't know, name another one that's left on the streets right now. That's going to be it. The Chiefs got to add someone for this exact reason. Juju's hurt.
You
need him for 20 weeks.
And that changes everything, too. The Juju injury yesterday.
Yeah, didn't like seeing that.
You didn't like to see it at all.
But that was the whole reason you needed a weapon.
Yeah.
And it's not like, I mean, it's tough. Like, it goes Niners, Raiders, Bucks, Broncos, Bills. And then it's Panthers, Raiders, Chargers, Browns.
Mm.
And then you get the Texans, Steelers, Broncos to finish.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, I think 13 gets you the one seed this year.
Yep.
I think.
Oh, God, yes.
Yes, 100%.
I think 13 gets you. You got five.
You got the tiebreaker over everybody already.
You got at least four that I just read off that are automatic. That's 10.
Schedule lightens up, man.
Yeah.
You got two tough games left, Buffalo and Houston?
I'd throw in Tampa Bay, but
yeah. Tampa is an interesting one.
Yeah. Here on Monday night. Yeah.
But it's here. Yeah.
We'll call that three tough games left.
Yeah.
All right.